This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi, and the news for Merriwar is good, I'm assuming, but I don't know that as a fact yet, that the $1.6 billion solar and battery hub is going to go ahead in the Upper Hunter in that location on some land that's currently being used for grazing for some dairy. I thought I'd reach out to the community and see what the thoughts are of this project, with it now sort of going ahead. It's been on the drawing board for a while. And joining me is Robert Smith, who is the local pharmacist. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you going?
Very good. Thanks very much for your time. So is this something that's been talked about in the community much since it was first raised?
Look, I think that there has been some consultation. I know the companies have had some input on Facebook, and they've asked people to register their interest and to get updates along the way. So there hasn't been a lot of information, like in detail, about exactly what everything's going to look like. So I guess we're all certainly very interested in what's going to happen and how it might fit into our community.
So it's fair to say, from the sound of that, you know, the devil will be in the detail.
Yes, indeed. There is a renewable energy revolution on at the moment, and a lot of investment going in, and it would be good if Merriwar and our community and surrounding communities could reap some of the benefits of that, either through employment or in the construction or in ongoing employment, I guess people would like to know how it's going to affect the aesthetics, and there are probably lots of questions that people will have that just little things that need to be answered, or big concerns that they might need to raise as well. But yeah, certainly very interested, and I guess it's something that, if it can be done the right way, it sounds like it should work well for our community.
They're saying construction should take about 18 months and generate the equivalent of 500 full-time jobs. I mean, could Merriwar even accommodate that many people in town for such a project?
Well, yeah, I guess when they say 500 full-time jobs, is that 500 full-time jobs in Merriwar, or is that 500 full-time jobs across the project in the manufacturing as well? Merriwar, I guess there would be a boom in accommodation. All the surrounding communities would also probably be used as well. I guess it's going to be very tight for accommodation in Merriwar for the next little while.
Probably a good time to buy up a couple of properties if you've got a spare couple of hundred thousand or million sitting around.
It's a very tight rental market out here already, so we really need to make sure that all our locals are accommodated first, and that that everyone who needs a house has got a house, and then that we've got somewhere to put the workers as well.
I suppose, to be fair, we're probably jumping at straws because we don't know, they might take on that whole FIFO, you know, fly in, fly out type of approach.
Yeah,
in which case, in which case, the community would miss out greatly.
Well, yes, it probably doesn't pay to speculate. I guess just the devil's in the detail. Initial signs, you know, very interested, and we'd like to see what opportunities come from it. And you know, it would be great to have the companies come and take some interest in the community and in our events and what's running, and seeing how they can integrate themselves into the social fabric of the community as well.
I suppose it's one thing to put up a notice on Facebook, but it's another to, as you say, integrate into the community, isn't it?
Yeah. We're cautiously optimistic that they will come in with a good approach and be good community corporate citizens.
Great. Robert, look, I really appreciate your time, and how's life in Merriwar otherwise?
Busy as always. Like it's amazing how busy the town gets. Like the Golden Highway is just so busy these days. There are trucks ramping up and down there from I'm not sure what they're taking where, but there are lots of them going in all different directions. But yeah, no, the town's town's going very well, I think.
As long as at least, I don't know, like 1 in 10 or 20 of them stop and get their scripts filled from you or get a some Panadol or whatever, you know, it's all good.
That's right, I guess that's true. It all helps. Well, everyone seems to go to the cafes and the bakery. Like, no one comes to Merriwa without talking about the pies and the food. So if anyone knows where Merriwa is, they always talk about how good the food is.
Well,
I particularly like those minted lamb pies from the bakery.
Okay, well, I'll pledge to you now that whenever I talk about Merriwa, I'll always mention the pharmacy and how you should visit.
Right.
Go and say hi to Robert. I mean, let's face it, if we eat too many of those pies, we're going to end up at your place anyway, aren't we?
Oh, well, that's right. So we're trying to get a bike path built at the moment, so hopefully it will give us that opportunity to walk off a few of those calories and get a bit fitter too.
A good idea. Well, maybe I'll call you back in the near future and we'll talk about that. Robert, thanks very much for your time.
Okay, cheers.